Today's daf is Menaches daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the ninth perek in the Sechtes Menaches on daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. More about Menaches. Zok the Mishnah, kol karbonos hatzibur v'ayochid, all Menaches, whether they're Menaches that the Tzibur brought or Menaches that the Yachid brought. But in Min Ha'aretz, u'michutz la'aretz, they can be brought from Tfuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael or from Tfuah that grew in Chutz La'aretz. Min HaChadosh, Min HaYasha. Additionally, they can be brought from the Tfuah HaChadosha or they can be brought from Tfuah of yesteryear. Chutz, there are two exceptions. Min HaOymer, the Karban Oymer that was brought on Tezai and Nisan, the Shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem, which was also a Mincha that was brought on Shavuah. She'in Amban, El Min HaChadosh, u'min ha'aretz. Number one, they had a be chadash, they couldn't be yasha. Number two, they had to be brought dafka from tefuah that was brought in Eretz Yisrael, not from tefuah that was brought in Chutz La'aretz. V'chulan ein bon element amufchar. Additionally, there's a halacha that likatchila all menachay should be brought from wheat and from barley that is mufchar. Ve'ezu mufchar shalahem. How do you know where to find the mufchar? How do you know where to find the aleph? Michnas v'zatoicha. So the Mishnah tells us, go to Michnas, go to Zatoicha. Those were two places in Eretz Yisrael. That's where you're going to find the Likatchila. Alpha Lasailas. In fact, they are Alpha. Rashi says, as in the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Alpha Lasailas, that's number one when it comes to Silas. Shnilahem, what's the second best choice? Afay Rayim. Some have the Girsa Kfar Rayim, Bebika. Apparently, there were these two cities called Afay Rayim. One of them was in Abika. So if you go to the one that's in the Abika, that's where you're going to find the second best. So the best Silas came from Michnas and Zatoicha. The second best came from Afay Rayim. Bottom line is, Kol Ha'aratzi Soyuk Sheiris Alamikano Yemavim. Even though the Mishnah is telling us where to go find the best, but that's only on the Likatchila level. But Bidiyavid, it's okay. It doesn't really matter where you bring it from. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was that all karbonos, meaning menaches, whether it's the minchas tzibur or the minchas yachid, number one, they could be brought from Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Number two, they could be brought min hachadosh or min hayashah. There were two exceptions, the korban oimer and the shtei halechem, which were both menaches, and they're exceptions as it relates to both halachas. Number one, einan ban ela min hachadosh. Number two, einan ban ela mitfuas Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara mazis leki aitano, the tani we learned in a brayso oimer habo min hayashon kosher shtei halechem habois min hayashon kisheros. So the Braisa says Mufurish that even though the Katchila there is a mitzvah to bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem from Chadash, however, Bidi Eved, Omer Haba Min Hayashon or Shtei HaLechem Haba'os Min Hayashon Ksheirois are going to be kosher. From the Mishnah, it's Mashma that it's Ma'akev, you have to bring it from Chadash. From the Braisa, it's mashma that it's only a mitzvah, but bidi evit, if you bring it yashav, it's going to be okay. How do you know that? What's the makar? The pasuk says, takriv es minchas bikurecha, and we learn from there, vafilu min ha'aliyah, even if it's from the yashav. Shtei halechem, how do you know that shtei halechem, it's okay bidi evit if you bring it from the yashav? Dichsiv mi moishvoy seichem taviu, and from those words we learn, number one, v'loi min chutzlaris, that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael, but number two, we learn mi moishvoy seichem vafilu min ha'aliyah, that it could even be from the Yasha. Frank the Gemara, how could you learn two things from the same words? Mimoish Veisechem. Mimoish Veisechem teaches me that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael, and Mimoish Veisechem teaches me that it could be B'di'evit from the Yasha. Amakra. No, we're not learning both halachas from the word Mimoish Veisechem, but rather we presented two words. Mimoish Veisechem Taviyu. From Mimoish Veisechem, we learned that it has to come from Eretz Yisrael, it can't come from Chutz La'aretz. From the word Taviyu, we learn Vafilu Min Ahaliyah. Frank the Gemara, but I have another price somewhere else that seems to darshan something else from the word Taviyu. There's a halacha that says that it doesn't matter where you bring the shtei halechem from, the halacha in terms of how much soiles and how exactly you're supposed to prepare it is always going to be the same. And that's learned out from the word taviyo. So again, I use the word taviyo for something else. How could I use taviyo to teach me that you could bring even min hayoshan and kein leimakra tavi, my taviyo, shema mina tarti. But the bottom line is that from the word taviyo that it says by the carbon oimer we learn that the carbon oimer can be brought afilu mino aliyah, meaning even though there's a halacha l'katchila for it to be chadash, but b'di'evet, if you bring yashan, it's going to be okay. And from the word taviu that it says regarding the shtei halechem, we learn the same exact thing. Freik the Gemara v'haksiv reishes, but doesn't it say reishes? And the truth is, this idea that l'katchila, the carbon oimer, the shtei halechem, is supposed to be brought from the tefuah hachadasha, is something that seems to permeate the parshiyos that talk about the carbon oimer and the shtei halechem. When the Torah talks about the carbon oimer, the pasuk says the havesem es oimer reishes kitzirchem el hakoy. A few psukim later, when the Torah talks about the shtei halechem and mimachas hashavas hashvias tisfru chamishim yoim v'kraftim mincha chadasha l'ashem reishes chadasha. We'll see soon. The Torah uses words like bikurim when it's referring to these menachos. So you see, there's an idea of it being min hachadash. Chadash means reishes chadasha bikurim. The teretz is, says the Gemara, the mitzvah. These tanoim hold that even though the Torah does say it, it only means it's a mitzvah. But aksiv reik the Gemara chadasha. Now, didn't we just say it's a mitzvah? What the Gemara means to say is that by the shtei alechem, it says it multiple times. I mean that it says it multiple times. We know the halach is shina hakasav l'akis. I had it said it only once. So you can tell me it's only the mitzvah. But being that it says it more than once, doesn't mean it's ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, Haimi boile l'chidit tanyur. Nosim Rabbi Kiva, Amr shtei alechem abayis mena yashan kshiris. Umani mekayim chadasha. Really, b'di'evit, if you bring the shtei alechem from yashan, it's going to be okay. But doesn't it say chadasha more than once, which means shina hakasav l'akiv? No, doesn't mean shina hakasav l'akiv. The only time it means shina kasav l'akiv is if it's extra. I don't have anything to darshan from that pasuk. But over here I do have what to darshan from this pasuk. Shetei chadasha l'chol ha-minachos. I learned from here a different halacha. That al kolponim, you weren't allowed to bring a mincha from the tefuah ha-chadasha before you brought the shtei alecha. This is a halacha that we're familiar with already. It was a mishnah earlier in the Masechta. But the bottom line is that even though it says reishis, it says bikurim, it says chadasha, according to the aforementioned Tanoim, the halacha is that it's only the mitzvah. It's not going to be ma'akiv. Doesn't it say it many times? And many times means shina kasav li'akiv. So the Gemara addresses that. There's other halachas that we learn from those psukim. The bottom line is the Mishnah said all karbonos, meaning all menachos tzibur yachid, could be brought min hachadosh or min hayash. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem, that have to be brought from Chadash. Meaning, if you would bring the Karban Oimer or the Shtei Alechem from last year's Tfuah, it would be possible. It's Ma'akev. We had a Stam Braisa, and then later the Gemara brought Rav Nosson or Rabbi Akiva. So it's not just Haitana B'Lashon Yochid, but really what emerges, it's many Tanon, a Machlekes Tanon, B'di'evet, the Karban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem. If you bring it not from Chadash, is it okay or is it not okay? Again, a Machlekes Tanon. Says the Gemara, Adkan Leipligi, Ela B'Chadash. The Mishnah had said two halachas, two things that are distinct about the Karban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem versus other menachos. Number one, Chadash versus Yashan. Number two, they have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara said, Masisim, like I Tana, I found a Tana that holds that the Karban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought even min Hayashan. But the Gemara did not say that that same Tana holds that the Karban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought from Tfuas Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, Ad Kan Lo Yiplegi Ela B'Chadash, Ava Baretz Lo Yiplegi. Even those Tanam hold that you have to bring the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem from Chutz La'aretz. Sakhti Gemara, come on, who's that like the Loiki Aitana? In other words, there's a Tana that holds that the Karban Oimer and the Shtei Alechem doesn't even have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, we learned to the price of Beis, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Oimer Bambi Chutz La'aretz. The Karban Oimer can be brought from Chutz La'aretz. Now, why would you think otherwise? Because the Pasuk says, Dabri al B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarto Alem. These are all Psukim and Parshas Emor that talk about the Karban Oimer. So it says clearly, ki savoyu el ha'aretz asher ani noisim lochem. So doesn't it sound like it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz? Meaning that the only time you bring the Karban Oimer is from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael? No, says the Gemara. Yisrael Yehuda says, what it means is shleimus chayimu v'aymer kain shenichsu l'aretz. Until the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, they didn't bring a Karban Oimer. But once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, b'mei Yeshua benun, now they're chayiv to bring the Karban Oimer, and they could even bring the Karban Oimer from Tfuas Chutz La'aretz. It's not being magdir the Tfuah, it's just being magdir the zman of when the chayiv to bring the Karban Oimer began. And Yisrael Yehuda continued, and he said, because of chadosh bechutz laretz deiraisi. That chadosh and chutz laretz deiraisi. The chsiv, because the truth is, there's another pasuk over there that would seem to suggest that the korban omer has to be brought from tfuas eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, also parshas emor. I'm reading the pasuk in its entirety. V'lechem v'koli v'charma v'soichu adat meyem azeh. Adaviyachem es korban aloikechem. Chukas oylam l'doiroi seichem. B'chol moishvoi seichem. Now, Moshe Seichem sounds a little bit like Eretz Yisrael, but he says no. That really, Chadosh is Asur in Chutz Laretz. If Chadosh is Asur in Chutz Laretz, then when the Torah says that there's an Isur Chadosh b'min Moshe Seichem, what does Moshe Seichem mean? It means even Chutz Laretz. If that's the case, then when the Torah uses the word Moshe Seichem in that same context as it relates to the Korban Omer, it doesn't mean Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It can mean Tfuas Chutz Laretz as well. Kol Mokom Shatem Yosh V'Mashma V'Chisovoyu Zman Biyohi V'Kivin Dei Raisi Ikruvi Nami Ma'akrivam. So when it says Chisovoyu, it just means Zman Biyoh. Mi Moshe Seichem, when the Torah says that the Korban Omer should come from Tfuas, that's a much veseichem. It means even chutz laretz. The bottom line is, even though the Mishnah says that the korban omer in the shteil lechem had to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael, it's the loyki aitana. It's not like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda who said that omer could be ba even michutz laretz. Now it's interesting. What was the basis to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda's halacha? So really, he had to say two things. Number one, he was forced to say that when it says kisavoyu al aretz, it doesn't mean that you have to use the tefuah of Eretz Yisrael to bring the korban omer. It means that the zmanachi first started when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. But Kisavayu Ola Eretz, he could bring the Korban Omer even from Tfuah that was in Chutz Laretz. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda seemed to say that his Shita is predicated on the fact that Chadosh is Aser Midai Raisa in Chutz Laretz. Thus, the word Mimoit Shveisechem doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael Dafka. It means even Chutz Laretz. Some Achroinim say, Pnei Yeshua, others say that what should emerge from this sugya is that according to the Tan of our Mishnah that holds that the Korban Omer had to be brought dafka from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, that when it says Mimoish Veseichem, it means dafka Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. So to come out, this is back of the envelope arithmetic, that Chadosh should not be also midei raisa in Chutz Laretz. So some wanted to argue that even though from the stomach, the shas, and the poiskim, it's a little bit mashma, that chadash is also midei raisa in Chutz Laretz, and really the makilim when it comes to chadash are relaying on the Bach, right? It's the Shita Sabach, Kiyodua, that was Melitz Yosher and really is the basis for the Makilim when it comes to this Chadosh. But says the Pnei Yeshua, I think I found a Stam Mishnah. Because the Gemara said the Stam Mishnah holds that Chadosh, that the Korban Omer had to be brought, Mimoish Veisechem, which means Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It's the Loiki Aitana. There's a Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And what's the basis of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Because he holds Chadosh is Aser Midai Reis and Chutz Laretz. Thus, Mimoish Veisechem means even Tfuas Chutz Laretz. But the Stam of the Kula Talmud is not that way. The Pashtas definitely is as relates to the Korban Omer that had to be brought from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, which means Mimoish Veisechem means Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean Tfuas Chutz Laretz. If that's the case, Chadosh is not Aser Midai Reis in Chutz Laretz. Either way, this Sugya is another important Marum Makom as it relates to the Isur Chadosh. Regardless, so we had a Stam Mishnah that said that all Menachas could be brought either from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, Min HaChadosh, Min HaYashan. There's two exceptions. The Korban Omer, the Shtei Alechem, they had to be both from Eretz Yisrael. They also had to be both from the Chadosh. Each part of the Mishnah is the Loiki Haitana. There are Tanoim, not just Tanoim that hold that the Korban Omer, the Shtei Alechem could be brought Min HaYashan. And there's a Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought from Tfuas Chutz Laretz. Now, Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, Shemei Svichin B'Shvias Noitlan Scharam B'Shuvas HaLishka. So again, the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem had to be brought from the Tfuah HaChadasha. And this posed the problem every seventh year. Because every seventh year is Shemitah, and there is no Tfuah HaChadasha. Nothing grows. You don't plant, nothing grows, right? So what did they do? So there was an Eitzah. Because we know that even if you don't plant, things can sometimes grow on their own, spontaneously. Known as Svichen. So the Gizbar would appoint people, they were Shomrei Svichei Shvias, not as in Shomrei Shvias, but they were Shomrei Svichei Shvias, they would literally sit in the field, they would look out for Svichen, and when they saw something grow, they would quickly take it, they would bring it to the Makom HaMikdash, so that there would be Chadosh to bring the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem, even on a Shemitah year. Now they had to be paid, right? No one's doing anything for free. So who paid them? The Gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, paid them, and they used the money of that was collected, the Machzis HaShekel, the money they had from the Trumas HaLishka. And the basis to use the Trumas HaLishka was, the Trumas HaLishka was used for Karbanei Sibur, but also for ancillaries, things that supported the Karban Sibur. The Shtei HaLechem and the Karban Omer were both Karbanei Sibur, thus paying the Shomrei Shviya so that there will be Chadosh to be able to bring these Karbanis is definitely something that you're allowed to use the Trumas HaLishka for. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lei Rami Bar Chama Rav Chizda. So Rabbi Bar Chama asked Rav Chizda a question. He says, I don't understand. Tanakh, the Mishnah we just mentioned, Shem Yisvich Shvias, Noitlin Schar Mitchumas HaLishka. Vreminu says, how in the world are you allowed to, on a Shemitah year, bring an Oimer and a Shtei Alechem from the Tvuah Chadasha? Thus you needed the Shem Yisvich Shvias. Isn't there a halacha when it comes to Shemitah La'achla V'loi L'sreifa? So we know that Peiroi Shvias have specific usages. So not only is there a halacha with regards to not working on Shvias, just like you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, you're not allowed to work on Shvias, but there are also halachas about Peiros that grow on Shemitah. And one of the halachas is La'achla, you're only allowed to eat it. Now, everyone knows the halacha La'achla V'loi L'schayra. That comes out many places in Shas. But there's also a halacha of La'achla V'loi L'schayra. What's the kasha? If you're going to bring a carbon, you're going to have to burn the carbon on the mizbeach. Das is doch sreifa. Isn't there a halacha of la'achla v'loy l'sreifa? So some achreinim ask that isn't sreifa, isn't akhtara always referred to as achilas mizbeach? So mean that it's always referred to as achilas mizbeach in heyachel teyachel, b'shtei achilas akasim adaber. So maybe it should be included in la'achla. So you see from the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara held that you can't take akhtara and turn it into achila on that level, that it should be inclusive in the word la'achla. But that was Rami Bar Chama's kasha that he asked Rav Chizda, that how are you allowed to bring a carbon from Shemitah? What about asay doich alois asay? So lachla is really not alois asay. Lachla is an asay. So you're getting involved in asay doich asay. Could an asay be doich an asay? Of course it could. As a matter of fact, not only can asay be doich asay, but it goes with different guidelines. So for example, Tosfos says in Perek Tov Mishchat that even though ordinarily there's alacha beidna when it comes to asay doich alois asay, but asay could be doich asay even if it's not beidna. Ordinarily, the rule of asay doich asay is you just weigh them, which is a more chamer asay. Like you'll find an asay the rabbim could be doich an asay the Yachid, the Rosh, in Masechtas Brachos, how Rabbi Eliezer was able to meshacher his Eved for a minion. Because one's an Asay the Rabbin, the other one was an Asay the Yachid. Tefillah B'Tzibur is an Asay the Rabbin. But isn't it an Asay the Rabbanon? Tefillah B'Tzibur is not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanon. That's what the Rosh famously says. It was Parsha Zohar, and it could be Parsha Zohar's Dairai, so that's the Rosh. But either way, so that's what that was Rami Bar Chama's question. He says, how in the world are you allowed to take Chadosh on Shemitah and go and bring it as a carbon? Bringing it as a carbon involves Haktara Sakoimitz. Haktara is Reifa. The Zalachi, you're not allowed to do anything with tfuas shvias other than eat it. Lach levelay l'sreifa. Amalei rachmana amalach. L'doyroi seichem v'at amrit tibato. He says, what do you want us to do? You want us to not bring the carbon? It says l'doyroi seichem. You have to bring it every single year. There's no other eitzah. Amalei, so he told him, no, there is an eitzah. U'miko amina anot tibato. La'isa midishtakit. Why can you bring yesteryear's tfuah? Now, Rabbi Bar Chama seemed to be of the opinion that it's only the mitzvah that you have to bring from Chadosh. But b'di'evit, you can bring Yashon. Says, kasha was that according to Rav Nosson and Rabbi Akiva, and the Haitana that our Mishnah's like, that was mentioned right in the beginning of today's daf, that it's okay for the Eved to bring from the Yashin. So this question is, why are we getting involved in Shemri Shvias? You're getting involved in La'achla, V'loy L'sreifa, just use Yashin. If there was ever a time to use Yashin, this is the time to use Yashin. Amakra, Rav Chizda told him he can, because Carmel, Takriv, Be'ina, and we learn from there, Be'ina Carmel, V'leka, has to be Carmel. Carmel means that the Tfua has to be moist, it has to be Rach, and it's not going to be Rach if you use the Yashin. At that point, it's going to be hard already. So he said, the Tanai of Karmel just means that at the time of the Ktsira, it had to be Karmel. So why don't you take Tfuah? That was Karmel Mishas Ktsira. Now, I don't care about now. As long as it was Karmel at the time, shouldn't that be enough? Amar Kras Rav Chizda told him, no, Karmel Takru Be'ino, Karmel Bishas HaKrava V'lechna. It would have to have been Karmel Bishas HaKrava. I mean that it's not Karmel Bishas HaKrava. It's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. Itmar, Rav Yechanan Amar, Karmel Takru Be'ino. And said that you have to bring Chadosh Dafka for the carbon item. And the reason is for the same what Rav Chizda told Rami Racham, because it says in the Torah Carmel, and it has to be Carmel at the time of Akrova. And if you're going to use the Tfuah HaYeshana, not Chadosh, it's not going to be Carmel B'Shas Akrova. Rabbi Loza says, Reishis Ktsircha. The Makar that you have to use Chadosh and not Yasha for the carbon item is not Carmel, but rather it's Reishis. In other words, In other words, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar what the makar is that the Karban Omer had to be brought from the Tfua Hachadasha. The Gemara previously had addressed what the makar is according to the Manama that holds that it doesn't have to be Chadash, that b'di'evet it could be Yashan. How do you know that? Takriv, Taviyu. So we had psukim for that. Now we have a machlekes Amira and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar what the makar is that the Karban Omer has to, that it is m'akiv, that it should be brought from the Tfua Hachadasha. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Carmel, which was what Rav Chisda told Rami Bar Chama, which is why he told him, even in a Shemitah year, you have no choice but to bring from the Chadash. Because at the end of the day, it has to be Carmel B'Shas HaKrova, and if it's Yoshan, it's not going to be Carmel B'Shas HaKrova. Rabbi Elazar, why are you getting involved in Carmel? It says, Tak Reishis, Bikurim, Chadasha. It says all these words that suggest that it has to be from the Chadash. It says the Gemara, Moisev Rabba, Rabba asked the Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Ve'in Takriv Minchas Bikurim. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'in Takriv Minchas Bikurim. This is a Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and the Pasuk is referring to the Shtei Halechet, the Minchas HaOymer, Akasa Medaber. I'm sorry, the Minchas HaOymer. At Minchas HaOymer, Mehechan Hiba, what was it made of? Min HaSa'ir, had to be brought from Sa'ir. There were two Menachis that were brought from Sa'ir. One was a Karban Tzibur, one was a Karban Yachid. The Karban Tzibur was the Minchas Sa'ir. The Karban Yachid was the Minchas Kanois. Atam Min HaSa'ir. Oh yeah, Ne'el Menachit. Maybe it's brought from Chit. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Sa'ir. Rebbe Lezer says, Nemar Aviv B'Mitzrayim, V'Nemar Aviv L'Doiris. Ma Aviv V'Amar B'Mitzrayim Sa'ir. Av Aviv Amar L'Doiris, Enoi Ba El Min HaSa'ir. So what's this pasuk that says Aviv by Mitzrayim? So it's an interesting pasuk. It's talking about one of the makos. Makos borod. Vahapishta vahasa'ira nukasa ki asa'ira aviv vahapishta givayl. So the pasuk over there is talking about how the tefillah was ruined. It was damaged during makos borod. It says the word aviv and it says sa'ira. It says aviv by the Milchas Omer as well. Thus it must mean Omer. Rabbi Kiva says no. The makar that the Minchas Omer had to be brought Misayim from somewhere else. You find a carbon yachid, a minchas yachid, could sometimes come chitin, sometimes come sa'irim. Chitin, most menachas are chitin. Sa'irim, the minchas kanois that the site used to bring. Va'av tzibur, so it says it makes sense that by the on the tzibur level it should be the same thing. Maybe chavasa menachitin, or maybe chavasa menachitin. If you're going to tell me that even the minchas sa'irim is ba'al chitin, you're not going to have any mincha that's ba'al sa'irim. So by process of elimination, Rabbi Akiva said it must be that the minchas sa'irim was brought sa'irim. Dover achar, a third makar. How you know that minchas sa'irim was brought sa'irim? If you're going to tell me that the omer came from chitin, ein shtei halechem bikur. It's going to come out that the Shtei Alechem is not going to be Bikurim. Because the Shtei Alechem has to be the first carbon that was brought Chitin. And if you're going to tell me that the carbon Omer was also brought Chitin, so the Shtei Alechem is not the first carbon that was brought Chitin. The carbon Omer was the first carbon that was brought Chitin. So that said to the Gemara, how do you satisfy the fact that the Shtei Alechem has to be Bikurim and the fact that a month earlier, 50 days earlier, you're bringing a carbon Omer? Must be the carbon Omer was brought Sairim. So this is Bikurim on the Chitin level, and this is going to be the first on the Sairim level. But what do you see from here? We need one part of this Braisa, the last line. Alma Mishum Bikurimu. You see from here that the Makar, that the Shtei Halechem had to be brought from Chadash, was from the word Bikurim. If that's the case, it makes sense that the makar that the carbon Omer had to be brought chadash is also from the fact that it says reishis and it says bikurim, which was what Rabbi Elazar had said. Rabbi Elazar, what's the makar that the carbon Omer has to be brought chadash because it says reishis? Rabbi Yechanan says it's from the word Carmel. Says the Gemara, meisaveh. I'll ask you a kasha from a mafurish abraisa. Now it's not a mafurish abraisa because the braisa is talking about the shtei alecha. The braisa is not talking about the carbon Omer, but the braisa says masiach lefitumai as it's trying to find a makar that the carbon Omer was brought to Iron. That the Shtei Halechem had to be racist because it says Bikurim. So if Bikurim is the Makar, that the Shtei Halechem has to be Chadash, it makes sense that that word or a synonym of that word would be the Makar, that the carbon Omer has to be racist as well. Says the Gemara, Tiyuftot. Nan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Mevi'im Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Aminim. You're not allowed to bring Bikurim unless it's from one of the Shivas Aminim. So the Bikurim was only brought from the Shivas Aminim. Additionally, Veloy mi Tamarim Shebaharim, even though Tamarim is one of the Shivas Aminim, so which one of the Shivas Aminim is the Tamarim? Eretz Chita Soira Gefen Teina Verimain. Eretz Hashem and Udvash. Doesn't say Tamarim. So if you look at the top line in Rashi, Apa Pishahim mi Shivas Aminim. The Dvash Hain Udvash Tamarim. Dvash is not ordinary honey. It's honey that comes from Tamarim. So Tamarim is considered one of the Shevis Aminim because Dvash, which is one of the Shevis Aminim, is Dvash Tamarim. So even though Bikurim was brought from the Shevis Aminim, but not all Shevis Aminim. In other words, no Dvash Tamarim, not Tamarim Shebaharim, but let me perish about Makim, or perish Tvua that grew in the deep valleys. Omar Ulo Ulo said, in Hevi, what happens if somebody brings Bikurim from one of the Shevis Aminim, but it's Tamarim Shebaharim, or it's perish about Makim? The halacha is Loi Kidesh, it doesn't have Kedushas Bikurim. In other words, this halacha is going to be Makim. Yes, Rabbi of Kabbalah, Allah Hashmait, this Rabbi was saying, go over what Ulo said. Esve, Rabbi Achabar Rabbi, Rabbi. So Rabbi Achabar Rabbi asked the Kasha to Rabbi about what Ulo had said. The pasuk says, Korbin Rashis, and we learn from there, Shetehe Rashis, Le Kol HaMenachas. And this pasuk is referring to the Shtei Halacha. So it's confusing. A lot of the psukim that say Rashis are referring to the Korbin Omer. Others are referring to the Shtei Halacha. You have to have cup, which is which. But this pasuk, Karbin Reishis, is referring to the Shtei Halechem. And we learn from there, it's Reishis in the sense that it's Reishis L'chol HaMenachas. You were not allowed to bring a mincha from the Tfua HaChadasha before you brought the Shtei Halechem. The Karbin Omer was Matar Chadash, and the Shtei Halechem was Matar Chadash. The Karbin Omer was Matar Chadash B'Gvulin, so you weren't allowed to eat from the Tfua HaChadasha until you brought the Karbin Omer. The Shtei Halechem was Matar Chadash in the Mikdash. You weren't allowed to bring a Karbin, a mincha, from the Tfua HaChadasha until the Shtei Halechem was brought. The pasuk says, "Bakrivchem mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shvoi seich." Says the Gemara, "Eli yelo chadasha shal chitin." I would think that this is only true for chadasha shal chitin. Chadasha shal sa'ir. Maybe, being that the Shtei Halechem was brought from chitin, so maybe the halacha is you can't bring a mincha that's chitin before you bring the Shtei Halechem. For what if I want to bring a mincha shal sa'ir? So, for example, a minchas kanois, which was basayir. Is there a halacha that you can't bring a minchas kanois from chadash? You bring a minchas kanois from yashan. But is there a halacha that you can't bring a minchas kanois from chadash before you bring the shtei alechem? Talmud Omer, yeah. It says chadasha, it says it twice. It may not even chadasha shachitin. I don't need the Torah to tell me twice that you can't bring the shtei alechem before a mincha that's chadash of chitin. How do you know that you weren't even allowed to bring bikurim before you brought the shtei alechem? Interesting halacha. Even though at first glance, one's a carbon, one is a matana that you're giving to the kayin. Bikurim doesn't really involve carbon. So how do you know that you're not even allowed to bring bikurim until you bring the shtei alechem? Talmud Lomim, there's another pasuk. And this pasuk is in Shemois Lamedalit. V'chag shavuos tasalecha bikurei k'tzir chitin. And the Gemara darshins as follows. Chag shavuos tasalecha is referring to the avodah of shavuos, amongst which was a carbon, the Shtei Halechem. So first, Chag Shavuos Tasalecha, you bring the Shtei Halechem, and afterwards, Bikurei K'tzir Chitin. Afterwards is a mitzvah Bikurim. Eli Yalo Bikurei K'tzir Chitin. Okay, so I have a makar that you couldn't bring Bikurim from Chitin before you brought the Shtei Halechem. How do I know that? Because that's what the pasuk says. Chag Shavuos Tasalecha Bikurei K'tzir Chitin. And it makes sense, because again, the Shtei Halechem was Chitin. So maybe there's a halacha that before you bring Bikurim from Chitin, bring the Shtei Halechem. Shtei Alechem was matter chitin man de mizbeach. It was also matter bringing bikurim from chitin. B'ksir sa'irim minayin. How do you know that you're not allowed to bring bikurim even of sa'irim? Sa'ir is also one of the shivas haminim. Before you bring the Shtei Alechem, Talmud Boimar, it says another pasuk. This is not Shmois Chav Lamedale, this is Shmois Chav Gimel. It says, V'chag ha'kotzer bikure masecha asher tizra basada. V'chag ha'kotzer, again, is referring to Shvois. So first, V'chag ha'kotzer, and afterwards, bikure masecha asher tizra basada. And this is l'rabbois, even Sa'ir. V'en li'elo she'tizra. The pasuk says, Ashatizra, Olumele Minayim. How do you know that if you have Bikurim from something that grew on its own, I'm not even allowed to bring that? So I have halacha that you can't bring Bikurim, Chitim, Sa'irim before you bring the Shtei Alechem. But the pasuk says, Ashatizra. What if there was no Zaireya? There was no Chayresh? You didn't have to do any of the Lamates Malachis. It grew by itself. How do you know even then there's halacha you can't bring it as Bikurim before you bring the Shtei Alechem? Tamalayim Basada. Veiliyela Basada. Okay, maybe only if it grows in a field. Minayim the rabbis, She Begag, if it grew on your roof. V'sheb churva, v'sheb atzis in a flower pot, v'sheb esfino on a boat. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Bikure kol hasheb ba'artzam," and from the words "Bikure kol hasheb ba'artzam," we learn everything. Now, where's that pasuk? That's already another pasuk. That's in Bamidbar, Berik Yud Ches, in Parshas Korach. Bikure kol hasher ba'artzam, asher yaviu l'Hashem l'choy yeh kol tor beveischa yoichlenu. Kol hasheb ba'artzam. We're lumping all bikurim together in that pasuk. And just like we lump it together in that pasuk, all the psukim that we brought earlier, the chagakatze bikuri masach hashatiz basada, right? Because that pasuk doesn't say anything about bringing the shtei alechem first. It just says bikure kolasher ba'artza mashiav yu lashem. That's a pasuk that's talking about bikurim. But being that pasuk that's talking about bikurim seems to put all bikurim together. Kolasher ba'artza. It doesn't matter where it grows, even if it's not in a sada. So too, we learn from there that the other psukim that mention bikurim mean all bikurim. Those psukim do say first you have to bring the shtei alechem before you bring bikurim. Thus, I know that the shtei halachim came before bikurim. Doesn't matter if it was bikurim shel chitim. Doesn't matter if it's bikurim shel soir. It doesn't matter if you planted it. Doesn't matter if it grew by itself. It doesn't matter if it grew in a field or if it grew on a boat. The halacha is bikurim kol hashav ha'artzam. First, you have to bring the shtei halacha. But we're not finished. How do you know that you weren't allowed to bring the sachim from chadash, from wine that was chadash? So usually, you want aged wine. But how do you know that you're not allowed to bring the sachim from new wine before you bring the shtei halechem? Additionally, anything that we mentioned before was bikurim that grew in the field. How about bikurim that are fruit that grow on a tree? Maybe that's not included. It's not included ashtizr basada at all. Nemar kan, it says in Shmoyz Chav Gimel bikurim asecha. V'nemar lahalon, it says ba'aspecha es masecha min hasada. Now that pasuk is actually the same pasuk. It says v'chag ha'katzer, talking about shvuas bikurim asecha ashtizr basada, and then it says v'chag ha'asef. Chag ha'asef is sukkis. B'tzeis hashana ba'aspecha es masecha min hasada. Now when it refers to chag ha'asef, Shavuos, as the Sukkis, as the Yontif, where you go and you gather everything in from your field. It's everything. Even Peiros Eilon you grow, you gather. So Malahalon over there means Nesachim, because you're gathering grapes and wine. U Peiros Eilon. Avkan Nesachim, U Peiros Eilon. What do we want from all this? K'tani Mio, one thing. Amongst the many drashas that we learned out from all these different Sukkim and words, was that Talach is that you can't bring Bikurim before you brought the Shealachim. But not only Bikurim of Chitin, even Sa'irim. And even if they grew spontaneously, and even if they grew in a gag, a churva, an atzis, or a svina. It sounds like you can bring bikurim from any of those places. It's a kasha on Ula. Because Ula said that the criteria for bringing bikurim is not enough that's from the shivas aminim. Ula said that if somebody would bring shivas aminim from tamarim shebaharim, or peiroi shebeamakim, it wouldn't be chal kedushas bikurim. Freit Rav Acha bar Rabba to Rabba. He says, how could Ula say that? This Braisa talks clearly about Bikurim that's coming from a Gag and a Churva and an Atzitz and a Svina. In a Vene, K'tani Mia, Shabba Gag, Shabba Churva, Shabba Atzitz, Shabba Svina. You're going to tell me these places are better than Tamarim, Shabba Harim, and Peter, Shabba Amokim? So if it's true that for Shivas Aminim it has to be from the choicest place, then how are we even having this conversation? Says the Gemara, he told him back, Seifa Asim Lebanachas. I don't know why that's a Kasha. When the Braisa went and said, how do you know that you can't bring Shebe Gag, Shebe Churba, Shebe Atzis, v'Shebe Svina? He wasn't talking about Bikurim. You can't bring Bikurim from those places. Even B'diyevet, it's going to be like Yiddish. He was going back to Menachas. This Braisa discussed that you can't bring a Mincha before you bring the Shtei Alechem. You can't bring Bikurim before you bring the Shtei Alechem. You can't bring Nesachim before you bring the Shtei Alechem. Those four types of things are not describing the bikurim that you can't bring before the shalach, because there's no such bikurim for places like that. Can't bring bikurim from a churva. Can't even bring from tamarim shabaharim. But what it's referring to is the menachas. You can bring a mincha from there, but maskla for rab adabar habo, ihachi, oibazoi. What was the makar? The Gemara said, how do you know that you can't bring those four things before you bring the shtealecha? Because it says, bikure kol hasheba artzan. Now, what does the pasuk say afterwards? Ashe yavil lashem l'chayiyah. And then it says, kol tar beveischa yoichlenu. Sounds like anybody's allowed to eat it. What's the kasha of imenachis? If it's describing menachis, if that pasuk is not describing bikurim, it's describing menachis. Lezichrei kuno the mesachlon. Is that true? Kol tar beveischa yoichalo yisai. Kol tar beveischa. It sounds like as long as he's tar, you can give it to anybody in your house. Not true. It's kachi gadashim. Kachi gadashim is only nechal lezichrei kuno. So it's not true that kol tar beveischa yoichalo yisai. Elamai tzivum bikurim. Bikurim could be eaten by someone as long as he's a tar. Mesharshia trei kroy ksivi. It says lechayia uksiv kol tar Now, it's not really two psukim. It's the beginning and the end of a pasuk. That pasuk again. That's the first part of the pasuk. Now, l'chayiyah sounds like only the kohen's allowed to eat it. Only zichrei kuna. Sounds like anyone in his family is allowed to eat it. The first part of the pasuk is describing the mincha, The second part of the pasuk is describing the bikurim. The bottom line is that the kol tarbe veischa yoichal oisei part of the pasuk is bikurim, but we're not darshing that part of the pasuk. We're darshing the first part of the pasuk. Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam asher yaviu l'Hashem l'chayyeh. That's the part of the pasuk that's described. That's marba shebegag veshebechurba shebeasl shebesvina. That part of the pasuk doesn't say kol tarbe veischa yoichal oisei. That part of the pasuk says l'chayyeh. So to the contrary, it means menaches. The point is that there's no halacha that you can bring bikurim from those four places. Even the Tamarim Shabaharim and the Perish Shabamokim, like Ula said, you can't bring Bikurim from. The Braisa was talking about the Menachas. It says in the Pasik, that's Marba, these four things, called Tarba Vesel Yech. That's the second part of the Pasik. There's two parts of the Pasik. There's the Reish of the Pasik, the Sefer of the Pasik. The Reish of the Pasik is talking about Bikurim. The Sefer of the Pasik is talking about Menachas. Usually when you're talking about a Reish and a Sefer, you describe like a Mishnah or a Braisa. Here you have a Reish and a Sefer in a Pasik. Like Kasha, this is the Reisha, this is the same. Rav Ashi said, Kulu b'menachas. Really, the whole pasuk is talking about menachas. How could the whole pasuk be talking about menachas? Kol tar b'veischa yoichaloise. The Sefer, the Kra, aslan l'lach mitoido. There is a mincha that could be eaten by everybody. There's a mincha that was called Shem Kalam. The lach mitoido was a mincha, and it was eaten by Plugta, says the Gemara. Really, it's a machlekes tanaim, a machlekes amiran. Which halacha? Ula's halacha. Whether or not, when we say you can bring the Shivas Aminim from Eretz Yisrael, does it mean anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Or does it have to be from one of the choices places? Ula's halacha was that you can't bring it from the Tamarim Shebaharim and the Perish Shebaamakim, even b'di'evit and heavy like Yiddish. Rav Acha bar Abba was a maskin. He held that this brayso was a right, not that way. You could bring it from a gag, a churba, an atzitz, and a svina. Says the Gemara, it's machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon amar im hevi loy kidesh. If you bring it from one of those places, but the evidence doesn't have kedusha, Rish Lakish amar im hevi kidesh nase kekachish b'kachash. It's no different than if you take an animal that's a shvach animal. Okay, it's not like katchila, but b'di'evit it'd be okay. Bishlami Rish Lakish gedamer time. I understand Rish Lakish is makar. Why b'di'evit it's okay? What's his makar? It's no different than a cheap animal. It's b'di'evit, it's fine. Hello, Rabbi Yechon, my time. How does Rabbi Yechon know that Bikurim had to be dafka from one of the better places? I'm Rabbi Yechon, Chazoy b'chalayim. Rabbi Lazar says, last night, I had a dream and I saw Rabbi Yechonon. And I know it's a good omen. Milsam al Yisomi, the one I'm about to say is true. Amar Kra, he's coming to explain Rabbi Yechonon. He said, the pasuk says, V'lokachta me'reishas kol priyo adama asher tovi me'artzecha. Describing the mitzvah bikurim. So again, V'lokachta me'reishas kol priyo adama asher tovi me'artzecha. Now, could have said, V'lokachta reishas kol priyo adama asher tovi artzecha. Me'reishas and me'artzecha. Two drushas coming up. Me'reishas v'lokol reishas. Not all. Peiros, only the Shivas Aminim. Mei Artzecha, v'loy kol Artzecha. Can't bring it from anywhere you want. Only from certain places. As opposed to, for example, Tamarim, Shebaharim, and Peiros, Shebaamakim. Reish Lakish, Hay Artzecha, Mei Avali. What does he do with the word Mei Artzecha? Mibay Leilich at the Tanya. Chalil, Bar Rebbe, Oymer. Nemarkan, it says Eretz, v'nemar lahalon by the Shivas Aminim, Eretz. Ma lahalon, Shvach Eretz, Avkan, Shvach Eretz. It says that you're supposed to take from the Reishis Pri Adam, which Paris, I have no idea. But it says Eretz, Mei Artzecha, and it says by the Shivas Aminim, Eretz, Chit, Tosoyer, Gefen, Tein, Rima, and Eretz, Zay, Shem, and Udvash. So I know which Paris it means. It means the Shivas Aminim. So I don't use Mei Artzecha to tell me not from every part of Eretz. Well, you could bring from every part. Just like you bring any animal, you could bring from any part in Eretz. So what Mei Artzecha teaches me, it means the Shivas Aminim. The Idach, what does Rabbi Yechon do? How does he know Shivas Aminim? Eretz, Mei, it says Eretz, and it says Mei Eretz. Eretz teaches me the Gzeira Shav. It's Mei Eretz that teaches me this halacha. The Idach, Reish Lakish, Eretz, Mei Eretz, Le Mashmalei. He was not masking to the drasha of Eretz, Mei Eretz, exhale. So, before we end a rather challenging week of Daf Yomi, so we mentioned we left some raid on the table, so I think it's kedai maybe to speak a little big picture of the Karban Taida, specifically, but really more generally, the Karban Shlomo. So really the topic of the daf this week was the Karban Taida. We learned Perek HaToida. And the Karban Taida, like the Rambam says, was one of four types of Karbonos Shlomo. So just something interesting as related to the Karban Shlomo. We know the Gemara says throughout Masech Tzvachim and Menaches that the Karban Chatos and the Karban Asham were unique in that they were both Baal Chet. The Karban Chatos was Mechaper, the Karban Asham was Mechaper. Chatos was Mechaper, Achai Vekrisis B'Shoigeg. The Asham was Mechaper for different things, Hashem Me'ilois, Hashem Gzeilois, Hashem Shivcha Charufa. discussed in greater detail in Masechtas Krisos, coming up soon. But the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ashan had something in common, that they're both Balachak. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is in many places in Masechtas Vachim, that there are similarities in Halacha between the Chatas and the Ashan. So for example, all carbonists that are brought shalay l'shma are kosher v'loy olu l'baylon shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Because machatas is baal chet, asham is also baal chet. So those were the two carbonists that were unique, that they were both baal chet. Stating that, we know that the carbon oila, which is not a chatas and not an asham, it's not what Chazal referred to as a carbon that was baal chet, was also machaper. Chazal say, Rashi brings in a chumash right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Rashi brings in a mesach tzvachim daf vav amid beis that the carbon oila was mechaper on chayve yaseh, and it was also mechaper on lois aseh shenitik laseh. So if somebody was mevatel an aseh, or if somebody was over a lav shenitik laseh where there's no malchus, the halacha is that the carbon oila was mechaper. We've explained many times that even though the oila's essence wasn't bal chapara, but at the same time, when somebody brought a carbon oila, he became merutza lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, he got kapar. So the chatas and the asham were balachaper, but the oila, although it wasn't balachaper, it was a mechaper. So it's wrong to say that the oila was a mechaper. The Ramban brings in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, b'shem the mechilta de Rashbi, that the oila was mechaper on hirhurei avera. The pasuk says ha'oila al ruchachem, that the carbon oila was mechaper for a ruach of avera. If someone had a machshava to do an avera, the oil was mechaper. So the chatas and the ashram were mechaper. The oil was mechaper as well. What about the carbon shlamim? Was the carbon shlamim mechaper, or was the carbon shlamim not mechaper? So first glance, you would say, chura, it wasn't mechaper. Hamoitzim mechaver, all of it right. We're going to have to prove that it was mechaper. It's not chatas, it's not ashram. Oila, chazal, and megalatas is mechaper on asei, loisa asei, shenitig lasei, and hirhure avera. But a shlamim, it's not a chatas, it's not an ashram. We don't have this gilui from chazal. So at first glance, you would say that if somebody bought a carbon shlamim, he didn't get any kapara. It wasn't bala chaper, and he didn't even get a kapara. The truth is, Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph, soon as the Torah introduces the carbon shlamim, Zevach shlamim karbonoi, Zokte Rashi, why was the carbon shlamim called shlamim? It's Miloshin Shalom. Shematilim Shalom Ba'olam. It brings peace onto the world. So if somebody brought a carbon shlamim, it was maybe Shalom Ba'olam. Talmid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. The carbon shlamim was Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. The Makar Tarashi is a Teres Kayanim. Okay, so we see that it was brought Shalom, but Shalom and Kapara are not necessarily the same thing. So at first glance, you would say that the carbon shlamim wasn't a mechaper. Stating that, there's a Rashi in the Sechtes Erichin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. The context over there is the halacha of Chayve Chatois Vashomis. The Mishnah says, Ein Memashkin Enoisam. Chayve Oilois Ushlamim Memashkin Enoisam. So if somebody is obligated to bring a carbon, Kebezdin forced a person to bring, someone's obligated to bring a carbon, doesn't want to bring it. So Kebezdin force him, or can he not force him? So all familiar with the halacha. Kaif Enoisai, Ache Yoimer, Roitzani. Stating that, the Mishnah says it's not true for all karbanos. Chayve oilois v'shlamim memashkin enoisam. Chayve chatois v'ashamois ein memashkin enoisam. What's the reason? Says Rashi, being that someone that's chayev achatos and an asham needs kapara for an avera that he did, and the reason he's going to bring the chatos and the asham is the kapara, we don't feel a need to force him, because we feel that he's going to bring it anyways. Similar to a svara that we spoke at a few weeks ago regarding the carbon oimer. We said there's a Teres Kainim that says that Bezdin didn't force Klai Yisrael to bring the carbon oimer. Why not? The reason is because you don't have to force people to do it, because the carbon oimer was matted at Tfuah Chadasha. I mean that it's going to be matted at Tfuah Chadasha, it's going to be brought anyways. So there's a feeling that why do you have to force the person to bring the chat? He'll bring it, later he'll get around to it. Kaifanois actually ever writes and he sounds like he's not Likatchilo. So being that this person anyways will come around to it, Shlomim is not Bala Chapara. So mean that it's not Bala Chapara, the Allah is Mamashkin and Oysa. Zok the Hilga Rashi. Listen to Lashoine Azov Shal Rasi. Oilois for Shlomim Mamashkin and Oysa. Afal gaf the Shlomim Mechaperis al Asay. Even though Shlomim is Mechaper and Asay. Oil for Lav Choyvi Hiola. Being that you're not obligated to bring it like Choshev La Kapara. Va'asi Lishahuye. Hilkoch Mamashkin and Oysa. Ad kan divrei Rashi erich and davka fav. Take a look at the Shita Mekubetz. The Shita Mekubetz says, I think there's something wrong with the Gersin Rashi. There's a Talmud Taya. Take out the word shlomim and insert the word oila. Not afalgaf the shlomim mechaperes asay. It's afalgaf the oila mechaperes asay. Because says the Shita Mekubetz, shlomim is mechaper and asay. Where do you find anywhere that we know that oila is mechaper and asay? And Rashi is being mefarish a Mishnah that's saying a halacha about oila and shlomim. So Rashi wasn't bothered with shlomim. Rashi was bothered with oila. This is Rashi l'shitasa in Chumash, in the beginning of Vayikra. And this is Rashi l'shitasa in the beginning of Masech Tezvachim, where Rashi says that the oila was mechaper. It was mechaper on aseh and lav shenita glaseh. So this is the same Rashi over here in Eruch and Daf Chavalev. And even though we have the gears to shlomim, says the Shita Mekubetzes, the word shlomim is not the right word. Take out shlomim and insert oila. Stating that, there's a medrash tanchuma at the very end of Parshas Tetzaveh. The context over there is the Ketores. And the medrash is talking about how chaviv Ketores is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an excerpt. Mikol HaKarbonos atem makrivim, ein chaviv like the Ketores. All the carbonos that you bring to me, there's no carbon that's chaviv to me like the Ketores. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shekol ha-carbonos kulon litzarchem shal Yisrael. Every single carbon, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, is brought for some tzarech that Klal Yisrael has. Ketzad, ha-chatos ha-yisabah al-achet. V'ha-asham, okay. Ha-oyla ba-al-hirur ha-leif. This is the mechilta that the Rambam brings in the Parshas Vayikra, although this is a Tanchuma. Hashlomim einon ban elo lechapar. Shlomim is also ba lechapar. Shein ban al mitzvah saseh. They come to be mechapar al mitzvah saseh. Aval haktoires einoi ba loy al chet, v'loy al avoin, v'loy al ha'ashem. Elo al hasimcha. Havi shemem v'ktoires yisama chalev, and chaviva haktoires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., etc. Bottom line, the Tanchuma is talking about how chaviv the ktoires is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the karbanos you bring, very nice, but you're bringing it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're getting kapara when you bring it. And the Tanchuma goes on and lists the chatas and the asham that we know. It lists the oila, which we also know, and then it throws in the shlomim. Hashlomim einan ban elo l'chapara, shehein boyin al mitzvah saseh. So this is Gerson Rashi Eruch and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that the Shita Mekubetzes was Meichik and said Shlomim is Mechaper on that to Mefurish at Tanchuma. Tanchuma says Mefurish that Shlomim is Mechaper on Aseh Haflo V'Felo. Truth is, I found a beautiful Maramachim, the Netziv, in a Sefer Meroime Zodah. It's in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. And there's a Gemara over there that would seem to suggest that the carbon Shlomim is not Mechaper. The context is the sugyas and pigle. We're not going to go into that now. But Toich Dvarov, the Netziv says that he was Mayrich b'makom acher. I don't know what this makom acher is, but he says that he was Mayrich b'makom acher, and someplace else he brought rayas that Shlomim is Mechaper al-aseh. He brings this Medrash Tanchuma, and he says that what cut, not ordinary aseh, meaning oil is Mechaper al-aseh, Shlomim is Mechaper al-aseh. So how exactly does this work? How do you reconcile this? He says we're not talking about ordinary aseh, we're talking about the aseh of Gemilos Chasadim. So it's probably kedai to see the arichos of the netziv. But he says it's mechaper on chesed. So if there's somebody is negligent on a chesed level, he doesn't do chesed when he was supposed to do chesed. Oy, shlomim is going to be mechaper on the aseh of gemilos chasadim. I was thinking it could be that's the reason that the shlomim is maybe shalom ba'olam. Why is it maybe shalom ba'olam? Based on a yesoid that's yodua, and that is we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really conducts himself with us. Isarusa de le'ela comes from Isarusa de le'zata. So, for example, Chazal kol Mavra midoysav, moichel no yakol avinoysav. If you're Mavra midoysav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mavra midoysav. So, if you're willing to look away at what people do to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look away at what you do to him. The way you act, there's a mita keneged mita, that's ma'ira, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. You do the Chafetz Chaim said that Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And really, it's very, very schwer, because the Gemara says, Bayis Rishon, there was a void, there's argila, raish, vichazam. Bayis Sheni, you would think was one big base medrash, but there was sin as chinam, and as a result, the base of medrash was destroyed. But we know that's factually incorrect. By Yesheni, there was Avodah Zarah, there was Gilui Arayas, and there was Shvichas Damim. Read Josephus. It's clear what with the Tzedukim and the Baisusim. This was all by Yesheni. So, what do you mean that it was destroyed because of sin as chinam? And the Chafetz Chaim said that what it means to say is that had there been a Havas chinam during by Yesheni, had there not been sin as chinam, had the Yidden gotten along amongst each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have looked away. Because if we're B'Shalayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act with us in that way as well. It's because we had sin as chinam that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're right, because of real Averis Chamuris that were going on during by Yesheni. But seemingly there was an emphasis in by Yesheni that We could have somehow avoided what happened had we gotten along. Had Klal Yisrael been ke'ish echad b'lev echad, had it been in a matzav of achdus, that somehow would have prevented everything that happened. But the point is that when we act nicely amongst each other, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us. But when we're not doing things properly, meaning if we're negligent in Gemilos Chasodin, when this sin is chino, what happens? This Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban comes la'olam. When we have Gemilos Chasodin amongst us, then Shalem comes la'olam. The Karban Shlomim says the Netziv was mechaper on the Averus of Gemilos Chasodin. That means if somebody brought a Karban Shlomim, what happens? Some of the Avera, the sin is chino, is starting to go away. It's peeling away. That's what the Karban Shlomim did. It was mechaper on the Chet of Gemilos Chasodin. So you have this Avera of Gemilos Chasadim that's hovering over Klal Yisrael. It's being mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. The Karban Shlomim removes that. Thus, the Karban Shlomim, like Rashi says in Chumash, is mevi shalom ba'olam. It's marbe shalom ba'olam. Because what's preventing shalom from being la'olam? From the HaKadosh Baruch Hu level, it's the fact that we're not b'shalom. But if we have kapara on our aveiros of shalom, if somehow our aveiro gemilas chasadim gets kapara, everything. But the bottom line is that's in itziv. So it's a Rashi in Erech and Daf Chaf Aleph. There's a Medrash Tanchuma with an itziv and Meroy Meisod, the three beautiful Maramekaymes that would seem to suggest that even though you don't find anywhere mefurish in Chazal that the Karban Shlomim was a mechaper, the Chatas and the Asham we know, even the Oyla was mechaper. What about the Shlomim? We have some Maramekaymes. And that's Kamuvin. This Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes is really Tali and Reid. There is a Medrash Tanchuma. It's not so Pashit, the Haggah of the Shita Mekubetzes, because it could be Rashi was referring to this Medrash Tanchuma. There is an idea that a Karban Shlomim is Mechaper and Asay, maybe specifically the Asay of Gemilas Chasadim. And the Tziv says, I'm going to bring a Raya to you, to my Chiddush. Meaning, this Medrash Tanchuma, I'll bring you a Raya from Arama. I'm a Furish Rama. The Rambam's in the end of Perik Gimel Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos. It's Halacha Tezva. The context over there, the Rambam's discussing Vidui. So when somebody brought a carbon, he had to be Mesvada. There was an idea of Vidui when you bring a carbon. And the Rambam describes exactly how Vidui went down. Says the Rambam, V'yirali, I think, last line in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. V'yirali, I have a hunch, I think, she'enoi mezvada ala shlomim. That when you bring a carbon shlomim, you don't say vidoy. Aval oimer divrei shvach. You should say divrei shevach. But vidoy, no. You don't say vidoy when you bring a carbon shlomim. Zok tekesef mishnah, ikala meidak. I don't understand. Kivan she'ena shlomim ba'am alchet, being that the carbon shlomim wasn't a mechaper, pshita. It's pashit that you shouldn't say vidoy. Mayisvada. The Rambam's lashon is v'yirali, I think. But Frekta, it's not the Kesemish, it's the Radvaz. Then, what's the v'yirali? What's the other side? The Shlomim's not Ban Kapara. So if it's not coming to be Mechaper, what's Zok Din Itziv? L'chayre, this Medrash Tanchuma, and Ma'ishtekol Torah, that I was Ma'irich Makamacha, we don't know what that is, where he says that the Karban Shlomim was Mechaper and Asay, which Asay, that said, Gemilas Chasadim, those are the Teretz, the Radvaz's Kash and the Rambam. You want to know why the Rambam said, V'yirali She'enu Misvada on Shlomim? It's because really the Shlomim was Mechaper. Thus, you would think, just like you were Misvada on the Chatas V'Hashem, and you were Misvada on the Oyla, maybe you should be Misvada on the Shlomim. Zok the Rambam, that you don't. It's fart going to be a little bit different. And the Netziv explains why it would be different in light of his theory that the Shlomo was Mechaber on Gemilas Chasadim, Ayin Shalom, and Meroy Misad, Zvachim, Nafchav, Tesla, Medbez. But the bottom line is, says the Netziv, that this Shtikl Torah is Miyashev, Arashi, and Erech, and Nafchav, Alef, and Aleph. It's also Miyashev, Arambam. Arambam, and Hilchas, Maisar, Karbonis, in the end of Perikimel. Now the Rambam says, V'yirali, She'inim, Isvada, Allah, Shlomim, Aval Oymer, Divrei Shvach. But you should say Divrei Shvach. The Rambam doesn't explain. What exactly is this Divrei Shvach? We're all familiar with Mizmor L'Saida. Say it every morning in davening. Mizmor L'Saida, Riel Hashem Kol Aretz, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha, Bayu L'Fanu B'Nanu. Five psukim of Mizmor L'Saida. And Mizmor L'Saida correlates to the Karban Taida. How do you know that? Because you don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach. You don't even say it on Erev Pesach. You don't say it Erev Yom Kippur. You don't say it on Shabbos. You don't say it on Yom Tov. You don't say Mizmor L'Saida any day that you couldn't bring the Karban Taida. Because Mizmor L'Saida is somehow connected to the Karban Taida. And for that reason, you can't say Mizmor L'Saida on a day that you couldn't bring the Karban Taida. Rashi, in his Pirush on Tehillim, Mizmor L'Saida is Kapitel Kuf. It's Kapitel 100 in Tehillim. And Rashi, Kapitel Kuf, says, Mizmor L'Saida,
The side is Milosh and Haida. You're giving Shvach Haida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Oimrei al Zivchei Toida. And this Rashi was Marish Olamos. Rashi says, without having a real Makar, that Mizmah L'Soida was said when a Karban Toida was brought. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, and you'd brought a Karban Toida, he would bring this Karban Toida, and he would sing Mizmah L'Soida. He would say, Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz, Ivdo Es Hashem B'Simcha, Bayu L'Fana Bernana. It was recited at the same time that the carbon taida was brought. And it's not clear where Rashi got this from. What's the makar to this? The Chayi Adam, and this is in Hilchas Purim, from all places, but the Chayi Adam brings this Rashi. Mizmul Asayda. Pirish Rashi, la'oimrei al carbon taida. V'tzarachin. Two words. V'tzarachin. Where's this coming from? Says the Chayi Adam, that the truth is, I believe, in Nirali, the Kabbonis Rashi, Alpi Mashkoz V'Ram, Soy Filchas Maisar Kabbonis, Bishas Micho Mizvad Al Chatos, Avon Chatos V'Chudu V'Chudu, Avon Al Toida V'Shlomim, right? Toida is a type of Shlomim, Nirali She'ena Mizvad. He didn't. What did you do, says the Rambam? Ela Omer Divrei Shvach. What was the Divrei Shvach? Yesh Loima. This was the Divrei Shvach. Zeu Kavanas Rashi. Shevishas Micha Omer Al Toida. Mizvul Asoida. When you bring a carbon shlom, the Rambam says, V'yirali, there was no Vidoi. But there was an idea to say Divrei Shvach. So every time you bring a shlom, Rambam's not just talking about Toida, talking about all shlomas. So every time you brought a carbon shlom, you had to say Divrei Shvach. What's the Divrei Shvach, I should say? So I guess it depends. But if it's a carbon Toida, then we know what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say Mizmah L'Soida Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. I'll tell you something interesting. In the Mikrois Gedolos Tehillims, so there's a Moisef Rashi, and they bring here from Sidur Rashi. So Sidur Rashi Simin Tof Yud Zayin. Rashi says the same thing, that Mizmah L'Soida was said Bizman Shemes HaMikdash HaYikayim any time that a carbon Toida was brought. And he says the Tefillah is Keneged the carbon, and he says that's why there's four Psukim. Now really it's five Psukim. But Mizmah L'Soida Real Hashem Kol Haaretz is like the introduction. We're about to say a shira on the carbon taida, and then you have four psukim. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha bayul l'fanu b'nanu is one. Duki Hashem hu alikimu hasan of alei anachnu ami b'tei marisai. Whoever didn't say psuka the zimra, that's two. Bayu sharev b'sayda chatzreis to the sila haidu lor baruch shemay is three. Ki toiv Hashem lo'ilam chazdoi v'adoi v'adoi munasai is four. Why four? Zok Rashi, because there were four lachni taida. There were four minim of taidas that were brought. Thus, it's four. To be mechuvin keneged the four lachme toida, and we will stop here.